Get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
Hey folks, welcome to Vibecast podcast. My name is Linda Ballesteros, and I'm your host today. We are sponsored by Naturals To Go Healthy Vending. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to share with you a secret, and this secret is top secret, so you can't share with anybody, but this is how Naturals To Go is helping their owner-operators become so very successful. First, I want to start with sharing a bit of an article. The name of the article was Digital Payment Growth. The article went on to say, digital payment transactions have grown rapidly during the past couple of years. E-wallets and account-to-account transfers have taken off, and the industry players formed new partnerships to access capabilities and broaden their customer base. Let me read that for you one more time because this is really important. E-wallet and account-to-account transfers have taken off, and industry players access new partnerships, and they have created capabilities of broadening their customer base. Now we're going to be I want you to remember that because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today with Yoli Sholon. And he is with NYIACS. And NYIACS started in 2005. It started as a cashless payment provider for unattended retail. And we've talked on this show about unattended retail and what that looks like. Today, the company is an award-winning payment and merchant account powerhouse. So you are going to be hearing from the best of the best. So Yoli, welcome to the show.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to be here. I am so glad you're here as well. And as I said, you are one of our top secret ingredients in helping our owner operators become very successful in their vending businesses. Tell me just a little bit about how did NYIACS start? What was it that in the market that you saw a need for cashless payment systems?
So NYIACS started, as you said, in 2005, a long time before everyone really identified that niche, which has grown significantly, as you just mentioned, throughout the years. Specializing in the unattended market, serving all kinds of small operators, vending machines, which was a field which none of the processors have really looked at, and really invested a lot of efforts in integrating into all those protocols in the unfragmented market, which was overlooked. Throughout these years, I've grown to become one of the largest payments company in the world. As you mentioned, it's specializing in the unattended market and currently operating in over 80 countries worldwide. But other than that, it also expanded into other fields such as the retail, and providing retail solutions, as well as EV chargers, which we're seeing as a very growing, aggressively growing field nowadays. On that way, it's been listed in the NASDAQ for about a year now. And I think that there are mainly two types of trends which really driving this growth of NYIAX worldwide, and there are global trends. Okay, so we see since COVID or even before, we see that labor force, it's really hard to maintain labor, right? Because I mean the turnover and all the demands. So we are seeing merchants actually diverting into preferring more automated solutions in providing their services. That's one strong driver. The second one is the cashless. I mean, the trend of moving into cashless. We see all those Apple Pay and all kinds of apps, and there are plenty of ways to pay these days. And if you scroll back, I would say 3 years ago, I mean, we would see like 30% would be cashless payments versus 70% cash. Nowadays, it's completely flipped, and it's 70 versus 30. So, and we see that trend keep on going, right? So
absolutely. And, you know, you have to provide what it is that the customer wants, right? The customer wants those cashless options. But, you know, as we're talking about cashless options here, I want to make sure that people understand that this is more than just NYIAX systems provide more than just accepting cards or digital payment. You provide a way that the vending owner operator, they can run reports. They run their business from that. It is so much more powerful. In fact, I tell people that because of NYIAX, we have turned vending machines into high-tech vending machines. So can you speak a little bit more about what else is it that NYIAX system helps that owner operator do?
That's a great point, you know, because accepting payments and credit cards, I would say that almost anybody could do, right? Mm-hmm. However, providing those layers of infrastructure and technology, that this is what differentiates NYIAX from all the others, okay? So let's take a simple example. So let's say that you wish to manage your inventory in a better way. We could actually, that small box, the yellow box, which is called VPOS Touch, is not only just accepting payments, but providing, there is a layer of software embedded into that, which allows you as an operator to log in later on or at any real time, okay, and see what's the status of your inventory. How do you, when do you anticipate to be ran out of the inventory in your machine? How to plan your route? Suppose you are actually operating a few vending machines in the area. What would be the best way to planning your route, when to go there and when to the other spot? And all kinds of insights, okay, based on the aggregated data that we have. And soon we'll be able to also provide all kinds of insights to comparison to about how you're performing versus others in the same vertical or in the same area or region, and all kinds of valuable insights that would make your performance and revenues go up quite dramatically. So,
And it sounds to me that it would allow you to manage performance. If you see a machine is not performing as well as some of the other machines, then you can really focus in, hone in on that machine and say, why is it no longer performing the way it has in the past? You're able to generate reports that are very valuable to running a business, right?
Correct. So we can identify which problems have arisen and why, and essentially, again, allow you to focus on your business, running your business, and not, I mean, you know, as a small operator, you have too many, I would say, hurdles and challenges that you're facing. At NYIAX, this philosophy is to provide a one-stop shop for you and to save you with all those headaches of dealing with all kinds of providers. We try to integrate them all into one, providing one-stop shop for everything that you actually, the operator needs.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. So now that we know a little bit about the service that NYIAX offers, talk to us a little about the relationship between NYIAX and Naturals2Go.
So this one, it's just a simple story about a great combination between two companies that sharing the same DNA. That I think that this relationship started about 2 years ago. Naturals to Go identified Next as the global leader in the technology that to provide to their operators. And once we met those Naturals to Go people, we were certain these guys are the best in the industry, and we see across the board. Okay, we see everyone. And speaking about the philosophy behind providing the value proposition to those operators, it's really customer centric. Both of the companies, I mean, one of the main values are being customer centric and providing the best service in order to have the operator have a sustainable business, not just gain from a short term revenues, but in a responsible way. It was really great to meet those people that they came over here. We went visiting them in their headquarters. I'm truly happy and grateful for this relationship because, again, partnering with the best in the industry, that's all you can ask for.
Absolutely. And again, as I said at the top of the show, that partnership is what is making it possible for so many of our owner operators to be successful. Because we've come together. I love the way you described it, similar DNA. We've come together and our focus is to help them be successful. And because we've had this partnership with NYX, we see so many of our operators certainly experiencing and enjoying a lot of that success. So tell me a little bit more about other ways that NYX is making it easier for our owner operators to be successful. I know that there is NYX Capital. So talk to me a little bit about that new division and how you're helping some of our operators to expand their business.
Right. So NYX Capital is essentially a joint venture between NYX, which we talked about, Bank Hapoalim, which is the largest bank in Israel, and Alon Feit, who is the former founder of Splitit, a company that was IPO'd about 4 years ago by Naupi, later company. Its main aim is to perform as the financing arm of NYX. And by saying that, it means that it aims to help operators to grow their business much more than they could actually be doing without the capital that NYX Capital is providing. And just briefly talking about, I mean, the main idea is to provide a free financing or interest-free financing for the operators, okay? So as part, again, of the one-stop shop vision of NYX philosophy, so the financing arm, the embedded financing that NYX Capital is providing to those operators, really helping them to scale their business and take it to the next level.
So, you know, the thing about vending is it's a little bit different than some of the other industries out there. And if an owner operator does want to expand their business, because maybe they have opportunity to place machines at new locations, but they just don't have the capital to make that happen. And it's difficult for them to go into a bank and get funding. So how do you justify being able to help these owner operators do that? Is it because you know the vending business so well?
So first of all, I mean, it's right. A lot of the operators are struggling dealing with their credit facilities, with the banks, with all those lenders out there. And we see it. Okay, we feel it. However, I do think that the approach that we're bringing to the table is a bit different because we view the things differently. Why? First of all, because these are NYX clients, all right? So we have the access to their data, to their performance, okay? We know how good they could be doing if they would only do that and that. And this, by the way, is being provided those inputs by Naturalist to Go because they know how to run a business properly. So to your question, we are a different type of animal than the regular lenders out there. It's reflected in our value proposition. Again, it's a 0% interest. There's nothing like that out there. Okay. That's more than that. There's zero dollars markup to the price. Okay. So let's say if an operator would like to buy a nice device or a machine using a Naturalist to Go, it would pay not even a dime more. Okay. And why are we doing that? We're doing it in order to help the merchant. That's right. But also to help Nayax, on the other hand, to grow its business accordingly. So first, interest-free. Second, zero markup on the price. In the vast majority of cases, there will be no down payment. So, and along with that, not even origination fees, which most financial institutions are actually charging. Let's take another example. It's just, the more I talk about it, the more it's clear even to me, right? So suppose you took a loan in the bank and you want to, I've just won the lottery. I want to pay it off. Okay. So you would normally pay an early payoff. I mean, you pay some kind of a penalty for that, right? Whether it's a mortgage, whether it's any other loan. Okay. With Nayax Capital, everything is transparent. You could actually pay off at any single point of time without paying any, again, additional dime. So it's making the decision-making process much easier, right? Because I can just take that. And if I have the funds, okay, I can easily pay it off, finish with that, and that's it. There are all kinds of other examples about, small letters or hidden fees, but those simply do not exist in Nayax Capital because, again, as part of the Nayax philosophy, being customer-centric and providing value to those clients, we really want to see them grow. And so that's basically the idea behind it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's one of those win-win-win situations where everybody wins in this.
It's exactly what we tried, and we worked very hard. We worked about 1 year to establish the company just before we went live, a whole year just by planning and setting up the value proposition to the client and working out with our partners worldwide in order to make sure that we select those very carefully. And we work only with the ones that really align with this philosophy and sharing the same view on the operator.
So if an operator comes to you, or maybe they've had maybe they have 10 machines and they've had those machines up and running for, let's say, a good year, and they are starting to get requests from some of their existing locations and other locations to expand their business. What would that look like to work with Nayax Capital? Say I have I could place 4 more machines. So how would an owner operator start working with Nayax Capital to expand their business?
It's pretty simple. I mean, obviously that operator contacts is contact person in Naturalist to Go, and Naturalist to Go already have the credit line that we are assigning to that operator, even without the operator asking for that. Naturalist to Go has the entire information, so you just talk to the his own contact person in Naturalist to Go and receives the actual offer based on his eligibility or her eligibility for credit. Mm-hmm. So in a single phone call, basically, it's deal is done. Okay, there is no turnover. There are no documentation needs to be provided. Everything is on the spot. You're just being approved, and that's it. I mean, the next step is to ship the machines. So it's pretty simple.
So, Yohai, it seems pretty seamless to me, and it seems like it would certainly be something that our owner operators would want to know about, so that when it does come time for them to expand their business, they know that there's an option out there. They know that there's somebody that they can turn to help make that happen. So, Johan, you talked a little bit about how easy it is for our owner operators to work with you. You know, most financial institutions, they have the payment programs. And I know that you mentioned that there's no early payment penalty. Tell me a little bit more about what that payment structure might look like for our owner operators.
That's a great question. We essentially employ two different payment programs, main payment programs. And the first one is really designed to align with the performance of the operator. It's called pay as you grow. So we're setting it up as we're setting a certain percent, okay, according to which we will deduct a certain percent of the operator's revenue throughout the course of the credit, okay, up until the fully pays for the order. We're not staying his partners forever, only until he actually finishing pay. And that allows the operators a very convenient and flexible way to pay, because they know that, okay, if I'm experiencing a slow month, or God forbid there is a new COVID, okay, and everything is just being closed, okay, and I'm going to experience a slowdown in my sales, would the bank come and knock? I guess the bank would come and knock. However, Next Capital would align with your performance. So in that case, is have some kind of a protection or alignment of interest between us as a credit provider to the business owner, okay? That's the first payment program, which is very popular. Again, most of the operators find it very lucrative in that sense. And the second one is to people that prefer certainty. That's a fixed installments paid week by week. That's completely flexible and very straightforward. And these are the two payment programs. And I think that for starters, or for early, I would say SMBs, which are the vast majority of this industry, the pay as you grow would fit much better. And we actually had just recently a case in which we had an operator operating four machines, and he wanted to grow his business. He obviously didn't qualify for the requested amount from the banks that he used to work with. So naturally, to go spoke with the guy, which was very operating his machines quite professionally. And we managed to secure three more locations, as well as machines, obviously. And the guy, in about 4 months, more than doubled. I want to be cautious, but it's actually more than doubled than his actual average sales. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just by that, picking up the phone and talking to the Naturalist to Go people, it could be anyone, basically. Okay. Because the credit lines are already sitting there and waiting for those operators to pick up the phone and ask them, hey, may I know my credit eligibility with Max Capital? So it's and these kind of stories are really making me feel like this is the purpose that why we've set up Max Capital, again, to help those operators grow. And again, alongside with that, we're a company, a limited liability company, and so helping Max to grow as well.
Absolutely. That's a great story. And now, earlier you said that you don't plan to be in partnership with them forever until that particular loan is paid off. But they can come back and say, okay, I've got, now that that's paid off, I want to grow some more.
More than that, the idea, it's a great question, because, you know, when a person utilizing Nice Capital and paying in accordance to the actual what the expectancy was, okay, he actually increases his credit line within Axe Capital. So he doesn't need to wait for the end to be paying off and that's taking another one. The other way around, what we're seeing is that we're seeing returning clients that, I mean, in the middle of their the term, I would say, they're actually they're able to utilize more and more. So it's the amazing thing, it's like a snowball, right? So basically you're starting up with NIAX and Naturals to Go. Okay, you gain some credit eligibility. Then you utilize this credit eligibility to grow your business. Okay, you're growing a business, accordingly, your credit line goes up accordingly. So this is like a snowball. So, I mean, would stay his partner forever in that sense that we would keep on nurturing his business and providing him with credit. But that's so simple. I'm glad to find the path again, the win-win-win, the triangle that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we were able to formulate that with all the partners, NIAX, Naturals to Go, and us, Axe Capital, in order to provide this value to the operators out there.
And you talk about it snowballing, and that's snowballing in the right direction, right?
Exactly.
Very good. Well, I know that you have some exciting things that are going to be coming out. I know that you can't talk about all of it right now, but could you just throw a little teaser or something out for us?
Right. So I was focusing mainly about equipment financing, right? I mean, the devices of NIAX, the machines, the locating services and others, installations and works and stuff like that. However, we do have in the pipeline some plans that we are now working in order to be able to provide working capital products to those operators, so term loans or credit lines and all kinds of others. So I do suggest to stay tuned and keep close contact with your focal point at Naturals to Go, because there are plenty more surprises to come.
Very good. Well, I have a feeling we're going to have you back on our podcast to reveal some of those new opportunities there.
Happily doing so.
Yeah. So, Yohai, is there something that you would like to make sure that the listeners take away from this? Would you like to leave them with any final thoughts?
So I think that, my biggest suggestion would be just contact your Naturals to Go and ask what would be your credit eligibility, how you can expand your business in a responsible way. I think that would be the best advice that I could actually give the operators. And for any other question, we're more than happy to answer ourselves as well. We are here for the operators and we'd love to help you guys.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day. And I know that you're coming to us. I don't know that I had mentioned this, but your headquarters is in Israel, right?
Correct.
Yeah, very good. Well, again, thanks so much for taking time out of your day and sharing some of this really exciting news. And folks, now you know why I say that they are our secret weapon. So in making successful owner operators out there. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Guy.
So I want to leave you with a quote. You know, I always leave you with something. And so this is a quote by John Lennon, and it goes like this. A dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality. So you've heard today how Naturals to Go and NIAX have come together, and we are building that dream into a reality. So folks, thanks so much for joining us today on Vibecast, and I look forward to seeing you next time, and let's keep up the vibe.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the vibe.